here we are again with another program on fighting discouragement. Discouragement is Satan's greatest tool. If he can get the pastor and faithful church members discouraged, he can destroy the effectiveness of the local church. We do not want that to happen. The devil wants to discourage sincere people. He's going to focus on using the people in a local church to discourage the pastor, and he is also going to use the pastor to discourage the people if he can get away with it. This is the last thing we want to do. However, it is where much of the discouragement originates. That is, it happens within our local churches. The devil knows sincere Christians who are well grounded in the Word of God are not going to be tempted to look for their joy in the entertainment the world has to offer. Satan, therefore, will attempt to get pastors and faithful church members to look for their joy in the local church. Now, the songwriter has written a beautiful song that says, "Only Jesus can satisfy your soul." The world will try to satisfy that longing in your soul. You may search the wide world over, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you've found the Lord, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Another verse could be added to that. The church will try to satisfy that longing in your soul. You can search that whole church over, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you've found the Lord, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Sometimes the devil actually uses solid preaching to discourage sincere Christians. Whenever a sincere Christian listens to the pastor preach the Word of God, two forces will go to work. John 16 and 13 says, "When the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth." 1 Peter 5, verse number 8, refers to your adversary, the devil, and it says he is seeking whom he may devour. Now, Satan loves to work in our churches. When Ephesians 6:11 refers to the wiles of the devil, it is speaking of his cunning methods. It is referring to something other than open and obvious warfare. It means Satan is using methods in a manner or in places where we least expect him to attack. Satan loves to work his wiles while we are sitting in church. When we listen to a message, the Holy Spirit will work with our spirit in the area of conviction. The devil will work with our mind, our will, and our emotions and put us on a guilt trip. When we listen to a message on prayer, Bible study, witnessing to lost people, or spending quality time with our families, the devil will work his wiles to send us on a guilt trip. When the pastor preaches on wives submitting to their husbands, or husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, the devil will make the listener feel guilty if he can. If a solid message is preached about serving the Lord, commitment, giving to missions, or any other subject, the devil goes to work to see that the sincere Christian will leave the church feeling guilty and discouraged. So we need to figure out, when we walk an aisle and go to the front there and pray, and that's fine, but is it a guilt trip or is it a conviction trip? Walking the aisle following a message and praying about something the Holy Spirit has convicted us about is a good thing. Walking an aisle and dealing with guilt is not only a worthless thing, it is a harmful thing. We are made up of a body, a soul, and a spirit. The soul consists of the mind, the will, and the emotions. When a person goes forward on a guilt trip, he is responding to the area of his mind, his will, and his emotions. He is dealing with a guilty conscience. The dictionary says the conscience is that area that deals with a feeling of obligation to do right or to be good. Now, Holy Spirit conviction. The Holy Spirit does not deal with us so as to give us a feeling of obligation to do right. He convicts us of the sin of offending God and moves us to repent and ask God to forgive us for our sin. Holy Spirit conviction does not deal with a person's mind, will, or emotions. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit. And so we need to learn to know the difference between Holy Spirit conviction and Satan's guilt. We'll look at that in our next program. Be sure and tune in.